You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Saturday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
I have a husband.
Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. We are so excited. We have got a really amazing show today. And you know, I have Beauty Queen reporters all over the United States because of the World Tourism Pageants.com. And I want to thank Terry for that opportunity. Now, I have a special VIP guest on the line. Let's just go right to her. And is Mama Ali on the phone?
Mama Ali is here. Hi, Dawn Reese. How are you, sweetheart?
I am doing super fabulous, Mama Ali. And what I want to tell all my listeners, you are an amazing lady. We have some footage that we're going to be playing from the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival with this show. Oh, my gosh. You were such a hit.
I had such a ball at that show interviewing. I was on the other side of the camera interviewing great artists, great professional producers, directors, and writers. It was fascinating. I want to thank you for the opportunity to stand in for you and interview those people for you. And I shouted out Hollywood Connections all the way down the line.
I loved it. No, you know, it's so super cool. We're live on the air. And, you know, I've been telling a lot of people, we've got a big announcement to make, me and you. And we were talking and, you know, with my time is more adjusted with what my work schedule is right now. And should I have you announce it, Mama Ali?
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't mind at all because I'm bringing you in on this. There's some possibilities. They want me to have my own talk show on television, prime time.
Ooh.
And, you know, I think it's all nice for them to say that about me, you know, that they respect me enough to do that. I'm a world traveler. I've been around for many, many years. I paid a lot of dues. It's like way overdue for me to have my own talk show. But you know what? Better than anything, you know, like there's no I in team. I figure if I open up a show like that, I would like to have a team. And, you know, you got Kelly and this other guy, what's his name, Ryan or whatever? Yeah, and then, you know, back in the day, you had Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon and Regis. And I figure if I come out with a women's talk show, I'd like to have a counterpart with Dawn Reese. So you're so energetic and you're doing so many things. I figure if I put you on a top national talk show with me as a team, I think it will go over well because we'll be covering. I mean, you have a nice Caucasian woman who is known all over the community, and you reciprocate with all people all over the world, all nationalities, and I think it'll bring a great balance. So I'm thinking about using you as my sidekick so we can team up together and open up the world on a new outbreak, and I want that to happen.
That, you know, I am just tickled, Mama Ali, because of Paul Murray. He's the one that introduced us. You know, I always like to thank people. You know, some people don't thank people, and I always like to come back and say thank you for that opportunity, Mr. Murray, and thank you for producing segments and also taking all the photos at the film festival. And I would be honored to be your co-host with that as well. And you know what would be super exciting, Mama Ali? I have all of these major, actually new reporters that I'm training, and they're on the red carpet of Hawaii Film Festival to Fort Worth, Texas. Do you know that one of the girls the other day that was on the red carpet, she actually, film director said, I want your photos and resume. And that's what I do. And we can take the footage and say, hey, what's reporter doing out in that land? You know, just to give them a little bit of insight and exposure as well. And we are ready to shoot that pilot. I'm ready in the next week or so.
Well, we need to do that right away. I know you do a lot of things, but I think this will bring it down to not limit you, but at least you will be known all over the world, internationally and whatever. And I think it would cut down a lot of work for you.
Yes.
I think, and you're beautiful, you're attractive, and I'm like an old goat, and I like to have some beauty on the side of me, and you would help bring in the younger people.
We're going to make you a title holder. What title can we make you? Mama Ali. Mama Ali.
Champion.
The champion.
Champion's the only title for her.
Future champion, yeah. I mean, I've been called an ambassador to this and ambassador to that. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I've been nominated for my honorary doctor's degree, my PhD.
Congratulations.
Yes, the ceremony should be taking place in Pompano. We're not sure because we have five other students getting their PhDs. And, of course, I can't use Dr. Kalila until after the ceremony, but I would like to invite you to the ceremony. I'm telling you on the wire so they'll know I invited you. I didn't leave you out.
I would love it, Mama Lee. You know what? Give everybody, you know, you're writing a children's book and you want some donations. I have an idea. Can we promote this on the air where if they want an autographed picture, because, you know, you were married to Muhammad Ali, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I think that would be a great opportunity to help support your children's book.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know what? Matter of fact, the picture itself, it's a picture of me and Muhammad. I was 16 years old. He was 24, and that was my first date. And it's going to be on the book that'll be coming out in 2018, and it tells everything. It tells a whole story about who Muhammad Ali really is that they did never tell in any of his books.
Wow.
And that's the picture, and that picture, as we speak, is valued at $5,000 on eBay. So
wow.
I would like to give the picture to my fans. All you have to do is send in a donation and put Color to Learn Books.
Okay.
You write the money order out to Color to Learn Books. And send it to 212 East Hillsboro, Hillsboro Boulevard, Suite 328, Deerfield Beach, Florida 33441. If you send in a money order or a check to Color to Learn Books to that address, I would in return, and then send me the name you want to put on the picture, and I would mail it directly back to them, and they will have a $5,000 worth of memorabilia.
Wow, what a great Christmas stocking gift. What do you think about that?
Great. I mean, I've been signing a lot of autographs for a lot of people for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yes,
I love it.
And something you don't get a lot. This is why on eBay, a lot of people from the UK and other foreign countries don't get a chance to get memorabilia like that. This is why the value of the picture is so high right now.
Wow. Now, I also heard you when you were, because we're going to play some of those clips here shortly from the film festival, and also we're going to highlight them on the 25th as well. You were talking about you want to make a movie of your life with Muhammad and what it was like. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's going to come with the book deal. Yeah, that's going to be done. I'm one of my managers talked to Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks said, I would love to do your story. And I was really excited about it. I mean, it ain't like I got to think about it.
Right.
I wouldn't even think about it. Of course he can do my life story.
Wow.
But that's in the near future. So we're talking... working with Tom Hanks. Yes, we are.
That's super cool. You know, I was a flight attendant for a Learjet company back in the days, and I just got to work, and he goes, oh, you just missed Tom Hanks. We just took him out of the country for a movie. I know. It was missed him.
Speaking of planes and everything, when I went over to Pakistan, I was over there to speak and raise money for the Saba Homes and Sweet Homes orphanages, and for all the kids whose family were killed in the war in Iraq and Iran. And so while we was there with the media, it's like the CBS and ABC of Pakistan. I was all over it.
Wow.
And one of the air... the head flight leader of the Pakistan Air Force found out I was over there, and he invited me over to the squash game. He said, "Oh yeah," I said, "Oh, that's great." And I told him the check is six, and he says, "Oh, you're a pilot?" I said, "Yes, I was a pilot at 22 years old." And,
really?
You know, I just fly like, you know, one engine, two engine planes, but I can fly F-16. So, the last few 30 years, I haven't been in a plane. So the lead guy sent a Learjet to pick me up in Islamabad to take me to the Pakistani Air Force, and he said we're going to have a briefing today, and the briefing is before you take off. So they actually put me in a plane, a musket training plane, which is only a two engine, and he says, well, I got a co-pilot to go with you up, and we went up, and it was just like riding a bike. I didn't forget, and I actually made a barrel roll up in the air, turned the plane completely around. Yes. And it's you can catch it on YouTube. Just put Khalil Ali Pakistani Air Force, and it'll come up, and you'll actually see me in the cockpit and taking off.
That's
landing. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. I want to introduce. I have a new producer today, and I want to introduce Tommy to you. And Tommy may have say hello to Mama Ali. Tommy, he's on the air.
Hello, Mama.
Hey, Tommy, how you? That's a real welcome, wholesome Mama. I love that one.
So we spoke briefly earlier.
That sexy voice. I heard, yeah, you had a perfect voice for radio. You are great.
I know. So, Tommy, do you have a question for Mama Ali? Anything that comes to mind from your heart?
I don't know. What was it like to be married to him?
The good question.
Oh, wow. It was more or less what it was like being married to me. I mean, it was a lot of... I mean, yeah, Tommy, honestly, to be
sounds
really
like
honest,
two strong personalities.
It was two strong personalities that teamed up together and just ruled the world. And we had so much fun doing it, working with him, guiding him helping me. It was a real team effort. And, you know, because of him, I've traveled the world. And because of me, I've opened a lot of doors for him to guide him to become the greatest champion of all time. And I mean guiding his career. I was his only PR person. I was his only media manager. And I just I just used it as a campaign to get my husband out there to be one of the greatest person of all time. He was talented, and I didn't regret one minute of it. I had more fun. I mean, we had our ups and downs, but it was a lot of fun going. It was more fun than it was tragedy, but we had a good time. We had a good time.
Wow, that's a good question, Tommy. Now, also, too, Mama Lee, I know you said you have a casting email that you are maybe taking headshots for actors coming up for something in the future.
No, you know, I'm an executive producer on two films this year. One is affiliated, the series, and it's about Miami Beach, like a Miami Vice kind of movie. It's a lot of violence in it. But I'm an FBI agent, and I bring them down. So then I hire another guy to watch the task force so we can actually bring down the criminals and stuff like that. And I was helping people get parts in the film. And I said, hey, I might as well get open up a casting agency. It's not really a casting agency. I just opened it up so I could help out some of those I casted for the film, and it's a non-exclusive casting agency. So if you belong to any other agency, it won't stop you from getting work.
Right.
And what happens is it's the only casting agency that you don't have to do auditions.
I gotcha.
If I see how you work, or I see a reel of what you do, and then I know exactly what part to cast you in.
Well,
it's a special kind of agency. And what that agency is, it's like if they really want to be in the movie or something, all they have to do is send a headshot and a resume. And if this is your first time, you state that and say this is your first time, and you send it to my email, and that's the only way I can get your pictures is through email. And the email is, check this out, the greatest casting agency at AOL.com. So that's how you send your pictures.
So
it's called the greatest casting agency at AOL.com. No dots, no spaces, no nothing, all together.
So the greatest casting agency at AOL.com. Very super cool.
Yes, ma'am. I put you right in and my casting. So if I need people, I just go to my file, and if you're in my file, then I'll see some kind of film on you, and then I'll cast you.
Well, I even had Kenny on my show and hooked him up with the producer, and he's a mob guy on it as well. So he's out of the station. And you know, Mama Ali, I just want to ask real quick, Tommy, do we have any other call-ins? Not, we're good. I know I have some beauty queen reporters that we're going to call in. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize it's who you know and who knows you. And even though, right, and you need some training, you know, and that's why I want to shout out. You know, I'm flying to Kansas City, and I've got a big model search with barbasonmodeling.com. And, you know, they help a lot with the, you know, commercial training, the monologues, everything to do to help you get where you want to be. Because, you know, I was at a big meeting here a while ago, and some of the local agents, like Kelly from Level Model and Talent and some of the other people that were here, they said they're taking Barbasan models because they know their stuff. So that is really amazing, you know. I know. And, you know, I've got somebody else. Well, would you want to stay on the air with us for a few minutes? Can you hold on with us?
Anything for you, Don. I'm all yours.
Thank you. Do we have Frank on? Oh, I want to introduce the two of you. So let's introduce our new film director that is on the air with me. Welcome, Frank, and tell everybody your last name.
Hi, this is Frank Panico.
Yes, Frank Panico. And before we start, let's play that clip that I did at the International Christian Film Festival, Mama Ali. Wow, this is an inspirational movie this man has made, and the story is phenomenal, and everything he's working on, God is just blessing him. So we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese. Stay on the line and listen to this clip of his trailer that we have. Okay. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections on the Starcom Network and also Tan Talk Network, and I have some amazing gentlemen here, and tell us about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Frank Panico, and my film company is called X's in the Sky Films, and we did a documentary film called My Friend Raymond. And you can introduce yourself.
My name is Raymond Matthew Batty, and I am believes in God, I am what is what I am trying to do, yeah, and showing the world in my faith in I God died and I lived for him.
Yes, he lives for him. Yes, and basically the movie revolves around Raymond and how when he was 11 years old riding his bicycle over a bridge, he got hit by a Hertz burial car. Yeah, and it paralyzed him, broke his bones.
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, he was Christmas shopping. And he actually died 3 times. And saw heaven and saw God.
I want to get you on my radio show. If you can do me a favor, leave your contact information or if you have a card. And we also are going on another network as well. I mean, we have 47 stations across the country. So I definitely want to talk to you and get you and really do a documentary on the radio as well.
Excellent. I would be very much into that.
Very cool. We'll do that very soon.
All right.
And God bless you for what you're doing.
God bless you.
God is, I am not living for this world. I am trying to live for God all the way, every day of my life.
Amen.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I look forward to having both of you. All right. Thank you.
If he's not too much of a big star by then.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll work you in our schedule.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
So we're at the International Christian Film Festival. I'm Dawn Reese, your Hollywood Entertainment Reporter, and this is the Christian Film Festival. And you know, when they say give it to God, watch things happen, a little story while I'm waiting. I'm going for tires today. Of course, they have 6 hours. I have to be here. All of a sudden, I said to God, all right, I'm going to start praying in the name of Jesus, find me the right place to go. And all of a sudden, I passed a couple. I ended up at the right tire place. They charged me so much less, and I was the only one there. So I can tell you, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget to give it to him and watch things happen. Whatever it is, whatever you're dealing with, if it's traffic, give it to him. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back for some interviews. Okay, everybody. So Mama Ali, meet Frank. Frank, meet Mama Ali. Are you on the air?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Mama Ali.
Is she still there?
I think she left us.
Oh, no. She'll probably call back. Okay. Well, she's calling back. Probably, you know, these cell phones drop. We don't have house phones anymore, Frank. I don't know. Do you?
No, I don't. I think I had met her. Is that was that Muhammad Ali's wife?
Yes, yes. She's back on. So, Mama Ali, meet Frank.
Sorry about that.
Yes. So, Frank is a film director. I met him at the International Christian Film Festival. And I think you're down in her land over there. You're in West Palm. Is that right?
Well, I'm close to there. I'm in Stewart.
Oh, that's right.
He's in Stewart. Okay. And how do you spell your last name? How do you spell your last name?
Oh, it's Panico. It's like the word panic with an O at the end.
That's a good way of putting it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So is this the only film you've done? You've done many other films other than this?
Yeah, this was my 5th one. I'm really getting good at it. So and I'm actually now, I'm also a screenwriter, and I have 6 feature film screenplays, and I'm taking the best one I have, and I'm trying to promote it and find funding for it, and I have a producer, Mark W. Cook. Well, he pronounces it Cook, but it's spelled Koch. He agreed to produce it if, you know, when I find funding and if schedule permits. So I have him on board. And I think I actually met you. Were you at the screening of Henry not long ago?
Yeah, but I didn't get a chance to see Henry. I was so mad because I was interviewing people all day and I didn't get a chance to see Henry. And I interviewed Bobby Lasorda and others, but I didn't get a chance to see it. I was outside interviewing everybody.
Right. Oh, no, because, you know, I was actually like right there listening to the interview by the couch. I was standing right there because
everybody over there to the couch. I mean, when I started interviewing, everybody came toward the couch and we had a total audience. It was fantastic.
Yeah. So I actually did meet you before. I stood there by the interview. My friend, who's an actress, her name is Brooklyn Murphy. She was in the film and she was on the couch sitting there with you. And you were very entertaining. You were a riot.
I know.
I had so much fun. Frank, I had so much fun. I was so thankful that Don asked me to do that, and that we all had a really good time. We really did. It was like sitting in the living room talking to friends, and that's what I want to have it with Don and I, sitting in the living room talking with friends, and that's what I'm looking forward to getting that pilot shot, so I can introduce it to television, so we can get sponsors and get it going.
And I have some amazing ideas now. Also, Frank, you have a GoFundMe, a page that people can send money to help your film. And the film that you're working on now that you're needing funding for is what film?
Oh, well, the one I'm kind of got my hands in a lot of things. I'm focusing on doing another documentary about our society today and how it's turning from God, and how sometimes, unfortunately, the society looks down on women who are just homemakers and take care of the children. And they're extremely important to our society. And,
it also important to everybody. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's long overdue, and I think you do very well with that.
Thank you. And also like the way that Hollywood and most media is just evil. All the garbage on TV, you know, what's selling, zombies, vampires, rape, and all this crap, and all these people getting busted in Hollywood. It's just terrible. I mean, my dream is to kind of just take over Hollywood, make it like it was before, and put out good moral values.
Yeah, change it. That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Has a bad reputation as couch casting and that sort of thing. That thing is really real.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, God has his time for everybody. Nothing is ever covered and hidden away. It all comes out in due time.
Like
my mom says. My mom says, don't worry about it. It's just like putting clothes in a washing machine. Whatever's in those pockets is going to come out in the wash.
Yeah. And it's all happening right now. If you look around, you know, Kevin Spacey and that Weinstein and all these politicians, everybody. It's just
incredible.
A big bust.
And to think that they did that for years.
I know.
Did that for years. Are you kidding me?
I know.
And I can see their dilemma because people are, their lives, their livelihood was threatened. Those who spoke out at that time, they either got blackballed or their whole life was just ruined. And that's wrong to do that to anyone. I mean, it's totally wrong. And I guess, time ran out on it. Time ran out.
Yeah.
Well, also,
we're actually living in judgment days right now. We're living in the judgment days.
I agree. You know what, Mama Ali and Frank, you know, at the Christian Film Festival, again, another thank out and shout out to the Christian Film Festival, Marty Jean over there. But I had a chance to really talk shortly to David A.R. White. And I want to tell you, I didn't know that he was the founder of PureFlex. I watch PureFlex movies. I love Christian films on my tablet. And just to see what they're doing, you know, they were doing a casting for God's Not Dead 2 or 3, I'm sorry, in Arkansas. So I'm so for more Christian films, and that's where God is leading to me in my heart, to bring more Christian film directors, bring more Christian singers onto my show, because you give God all the glory and God, you know, honor that happens, and it's all in his hands and his timing, and I so agree with you. And we're talking about that. I do have to give a quick shout-out with everybody. I go to Beaming Hope Church, and this Sunday, actually November 19th, they're going to actually give out 150 people will receive free turkeys. And Beaming Hope Church is 1100 110th Avenue in Largo. And that's 150 people are going to get free turkeys. You know, and then
God bless them.
It's amazing. Then also December 15th at 7 p.m., the doors open at 6:30. They're going to give away a thousand toy giveaway and a Christmas play. So you don't want to miss that. That's locally here at beaminghopechurch.org. Check them out and that as well. Also, too, I have one more shout out. You know, who likes to horseback ride? I do.
I'm a cowgirl, for real.
I love it. So Turkey Creek Stables in Plant City, if you say the word gobble, gobble, and they have something else, we're going to throw a commercial in on that in this hour, and they're taking off $5. So we're going horseback riding next week. And
gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. $5 off Turkey Creek Stables. So you'll hear that commercial very shortly. And Frank, any other last words that you'd like to say to people about how they can, you know, even if it's $2 a day, what's $2 a day to support your film?
Yeah, it would be awesome. Well, long story short, my film is actually, thank God, being carried on PureFlix.
Oh, really?
And then if you go to my website, I set it up so if somebody wants to watch the film for $2, they can. If you just go to the bar that says donate $2 or more to watch the film, it's called My Friend Raymond. And my film company is called X's in the Sky Films. I know it's a weird name, but that's the website, too. It's www.xsintheskyfilms. Because when I was filming with an older camera, whenever I filmed the sun or lights, it would make this big X. So I named my film company X's in the Sky Films. And you could go there and read about my work and my documentaries. And if you wanted to buy a DVD, that I'm selling them for
$14. Well, I'm going to be looking at a movie. Now I got me a movie to look at tonight. There you go.
Wow.
Excellent. Excellent. I'd appreciate it.
XSINTHESKYFILMS, right? .com?
Exactly. I can't believe you got it right. You're sharp. Yes. Yes.
Hell, if I can support Netflix, you know I'm going to support your film. I'm going to go in there and look at Raymond. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking at Raymond tonight.
And also, everybody that's on my Facebook HollywoodConnections.biz, please go there. I'll put that up there. You can watch the movie for $2 and support this film. I think that's fabulous that you're doing that. And I so want to thank you for talking about your film. And, you know, we have about a little couple minutes here. Can you tell what happened to the gentleman that's in your film while you made that?
Well, yes. He's mentally and physically challenged. And he's just a wonderful, pure, great-hearted person. And we go to church every day together. And he, at the age, long story short, at the age of, he was 11, he was crossing a bridge, the Roosevelt Bridge in Stewart. And he got hit by a burial car on his bicycle. I know, how ironic.
At least it didn't kill him.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what? He always jokes and says, that should be me in that car, but I'm not. You know, God has another plan for me. So it does. And he had visions of heaven and all kinds of things. And some really odd things happened while we were filming, too. It was almost like the evil one was trying to stop us all the time from filming. So I kind of took that information and turned it against him and kind of made the film more interesting. And I exposed what was happening.
Wow.
Like Raymond received some mysterious phone call from someone pretending to be me. And he swears it had the exact same voice as me. And the phone number that popped up, it said my name. And I never called him.
Wow.
And the person said, I don't want to be his friend anymore. And he was just upset as hell, like crying. And I'm like, dude, I would not do that. So all kinds of strange things happened. But in the end, we held through and God's taking care of it and protecting us from evil. And we're still friends today.
Wow. You know? That's amazing. Amazing. I'm going to see you at the Christian Film Festival myself. And you know, I think we have a caller. Let's get the other caller on. I don't know. Are they there? Okay, we're going to see. Hold on, everybody. In the meantime, go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code BEACH. Help support Hollywood Connections. We pay for our own airtime. We want to go more airtime, but guess what? We need more pillows to sell, so help us. BEACH is the promo code, MyPillow.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Turkey Creek Stables is thankful for our customers. Looking for something to do while the kids are out of school? Company in town? November 19th through the 22nd, when you purchase your ride, say gobble gobble and receive a $5 discount on your ride. Turkey Creek Stables has access to 2,700 acres of wooded trails. You may rent horses and ride on your own, or we provide guides that will work for tips. Have fun and be creative with your gobble gobble by dressing up, making a creative sign or t-shirt. Happy holidays from Turkey Creek Stables. Reach them at 813-737-1312. Open from 8 till 6, 7 days a week.
You want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Turkey Creek Stables is thankful for our customers. Looking for something to do while the kids are out of school? Company in town? November 19th through the 22nd, when you purchase your ride, say gobble gobble and receive a $5 discount on your ride. Turkey Creek Stables has access to 2,700 acres of wooded trails. You may rent horses and ride on your own, or we provide guides that will work for tips. Have fun and be creative with your gobble gobble by dressing up, making a creative sign or t-shirt. Happy holidays from Turkey Creek Stables. Reach them at 813-737-1312. Open from 8 till 6, 7 days a week.
Surprise for you. So Aaliyah is our new Georgia reporter, and she's already been to the state fair, and she's interviewing, and she's got some good things coming up. We're going to get her in some film festivals. You've got a film director on, and he's produced over 5 films. You also have Mama Ali on, Muhammad Ali's first wife. Is that right, Mama Ali? That's right. And so you have got one question each for each of them. So let's hear our reporter in Georgia saying Hollywood Connections, reporter. And I'm going to say action 3, 2, 1. You're on.
This is Aaliyah St. World's team is Georgia Tourism reporting for Hollywood Connections.
You're on the air live.
I know. And I'm trying to think of what question I want to ask because I have a lot.
That's okay. You know That's a good training thing, you know, Mama Ali and Frank, because I put them on the spot and because I want them to do this, because when they're on the red carpet, they don't have time to think or anything. They have to come up with questions. Who, what, where, why, or what, you know?
That's right.
Yep. So always have something ready. I don't care if it's just a basic question. And I'm going to try this again. First thing that comes off, you know, the top of your list, you know, Mama Ali, you know, she's a celebrity, and we got Frank that's a film director. So I'm going to do it again. Off the cuff, you're live on the air. Action. 3, 2, 1.
Well, I have a question for the...
Wait, we got to do the whole thing again. You got to do reporting for Hollywood Connections.
I'm so confused. I was not prepared for this.
Well, that's why we're in training. And that's why, I'm you know what, look, everybody that's listening, I've had over 7 years of broadcast.
Turkey Creek Stables is thankful for our customers. Looking for something to do while the kids are out of school? Company in town? November 19th through the 22nd, when you purchase your ride, say gobble gobble and receive a $5 discount on your ride. Turkey Creek Stables has access to 2,700 acres of wooded trails. You may rent horses and ride on your own, or we provide guides that will work for tips. Have fun and be creative with your gobble gobble by dressing up, making a creative sign or t-shirt. Happy holidays from Turkey Creek Stables. Reach them at 813-737-1312. Open from 8 till 6, 7 days a week.
Hi, this is Hollywood Connection, and we are continuing our film, the International Film Festival, with two beautiful people, and we got
Darisha Barris.
DB over here, and Drew, and DU. And if we drop...
Drew Umland.
Drew Umland. Okay, great. We have to get that out. We deserve to do that. And we're working on a film here they just put out called The Office. Oh, wow. And it's based on a true story. And it's 97 minutes. It's a feature film. And tell me what it's about.
It's based on a true story. It's a psychological thriller, and it's about this young woman who is abducted from the chumps in Trinidad and taken to the rainforest. It follows the path of the victim and the abductor. So we kind of see their lives parallel until they meet. And once they're together in the forest, it's just this cat and mouse game, this psychological, you know.
So by abducting this woman and taking her to the rainforest, what was the purpose of going to the rainforest?
He had found something. He had
he's a bushman. He's very much a recluse from society. It's based on a true story. So he's sort of an outcast from the village.
So he's creating his own family.
Right.
Wow.
His own world, yeah.
His own world, but
deep in the rainforest. Very icy.
But you get the this is all filmed in Trinidad.
Yes.
So you're filming a lot of nature's.
Oh yes. Yeah, you know, a lot of remote locations.
Oh my God.
Up in the bush.
Which is very
forest. It's very beautiful.
Yeah. All right. So how long did it take you to do this film? From beginning to end.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, really, for the whole school.
About 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years to go between development, which is
and you're ready to money for this. Yeah, you have to file and raise money.
But once we were going, it was about a year.
So how did you choose the story? What did you write the story?
So Tania Lobala was the writer and other producer on the film. She came to us with the story because, you know, she had known the girl. She was and she was like, look, this is a story about a woman who survived a heroine. And we need to tell the story, so we have a script together. You know, I mean, he's the editor, I'm the producer, director, and producer, writer. So it's the three of us, you know, putting our heads together to make this thing happen.
Okay, now so where did you come from naturally?
I'm Trinidad, yeah. So I'm born and raised in Trinidad, but I've been living in Fort Lauderdale now for like 18 years. I went to film school down in Miami. But I've always wanted to tell Caribbean stories. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And
this is a good one.
This is an exciting
one. Oh, you also got you got a Flip. You got an award for Flip?
We're actually premiering tomorrow. Hey, at the
They cannot be hits. But you two guys, yeah, we can. Oh, that's good.
Well, that's the writer, Tim Lowell, and our director of photography.
Yes, I was so good. Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Well, it's so good for you to be here and express yourself with the film and everything. Look out for Cut the Cutlass, and it's not a car. It's an actual film.
Yes, so, it's a machete.
A machete. Oh, my God.
Well, not a cutlass.
A cutlass, okay. Yeah, well, the cutlass I know it has four wheels. So, at this on the film, we're going to give you some autographed pictures of me and Muhammad Ali. This is our date. We just asked you.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Connections. It's Saturday, November 18th, and we're getting ready for the Thanksgiving week. And I want to introduce, I'm super excited. She's going to introduce herself. She's all the way from Hawaii, our new reporter from the World Tourism Pageant System. Welcome and introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Julia Lafayette, reporting for Hollywood Connections.
I know, and we are so excited. I'm working on so many amazing things for you. We've got, you know, the Ocean Film Festival and the African American Film Festival coming up, and so many things in Hawaii. The main thing I wanted to tell the audience and our, you know, StarCom listeners as well, you know, we're on five stations locally and 47 syndicated. Tell everybody what the World Tourism Pageant has done for you.
The World Tourism Pageant has given me a great opportunity. At sharing my title, I can help my community in ways like anti-bullying and my platform, Operation Christmas Child.
That's true, and the platform is really important. Tell us what your platform is.
Well, my platform is Operation Christmas Child. They send shoeboxes to kids in third world countries. Like last year, we went to Samoa, which is where my father was born. So I'm very excited to share this platform with the world.
Now, let me ask you this. A lot of people may want to help you with your platform. Could they send you boxes of what you're looking for, and or they could get in touch with me? Is it something that we could help you with on the air?
Definitely.
Okay, so they can get in touch with Hollywood Connections, and then we'll help them over to that area. Now, also, too, as being a reporter, what's the best opportunity for you that you are so excited to be a reporter for me?
Well, being a reporter is probably meeting new celebrities and directors because it gives me opportunities and it also helps you talk. So I'm very proud of this reporting thing.
That's true. Do you know that also the worldtourismpageants.com is for all different ages? And, of course, I represent the global tourism title. I'm excited for this year and the U.S. United States title. But you know what? We have something super special that we're going to announce. Do you know that we're giving a separate award away called the Hollywood Reporter title at Nationals in Tennessee this year? And it will be in Nashville, Tennessee. Did you know that that's happening?
No, I did not.
I know. So that's really exciting for one of the ones that do a lot of the footage and they're getting out in their community and they're talking about the opportunities for, you know, tourism and platform and bullying and all that important information. So let me ask you this. I'm going to give you your first test online. You're going to say, reporting for Hollywood Connections, you're going to ask me a question. Are you ready?
Okay.
And we're going to say, action, 3, 2, 1, you're on. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to ask me a question.
Ready?
We're live on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Drew Alavi, reporting for Hollywood Connections. Hello, Don.
Hi. Okay, you have a question for me.
So how did you start out with this radio production?
That's a good question, and I'll tell you, it's amazing. I used to work for the late James Brown, and that opened a lot of doors for me. And we also are super excited because, oh, my goodness, I had so many interviews from Joe Jackson, Michael's dad, and I'm on so many film festivals myself. And the opportunity came from Hollywood, California, when I had an office out there on Hollywood and Vine. And I wanted to connect people in show business and giving them the right opportunity to get connected without being taken. And there's so many stories out there. And that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you a platform to get in front of people. And I'll tell you real quick, all my other reporters, they're all in TV and film right now because of me putting them in front of the right people. And, you know, we have some other exciting news. I don't know if you know Mama Ali, but she actually and I are going to do a TV pilot coming up. So that's our big exciting news. I know. And guess what? We're going to have the reporters. This is our big announcement tonight, and she's going to be calling in tonight as well. So Mama Ali and I are going to do a pilot together, and she wants all the reporters and their footage not just to go on radio, but to put it on TV because she's a celebrity herself. And so this hour we're going to be playing Mama Ali's interviews from the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival, and she went down to cover it for me, and that was really exciting. So there's a lot of opportunity for you. And you know what? This is just the warm-up, you know, just for you. You're going to have such a fun year doing this. And sometimes we can get in places and sometimes we can't. But I'll tell you, I'm working my tail off just to get everybody in.
I'm very grateful to the World Tourism Project because what they've done for me has given me so many opportunities.
I know. And you know what's really cool? Your mom's a flight attendant. And those opportunities, she said you can go to L.A. and other places. So a lot of the film directors are listening to this now, and they're going to wonder where you could travel to. So I have so many people that you'll get to interview and agents and casting directors helping your career, because I know you're an actress and you're a really good one, too. So I want to thank your mom taking the time. So let me ask you this. I have a few more minutes. Now, I know you're a very busy girl. What are the kind of hobbies and things that you do?
Well, one of the hobbies that I like to do is probably singing. I like to sing in my free time. It's a way for me to express myself. Sometimes I just make up songs as I go along. So, yeah.
And you're in soccer and other things and activities that keep you busy as well. So you're a very busy girl.
Yes, I just started with volleyball, and it's been a little difficult, but through all the difficulties and all the problems, I want to reach my goal.
Super cool. Well, we're going to have you on as a special guest. You also, since you're one of my reporters, you're also going to be talking to Steven Seagal pretty soon and other celebrities that call in. We're going to be doing some interviews. We're really excited about that. So that's the advantage of being a reporter for me. Anybody that comes on the air. And guess what? We have more film directors on the 25th of November from Heaven to Bessie. And we're really excited from the PureFlex movies. And we have the lead actress calling in. So guess what? You get to ask them all these questions about being a young actress and what it takes for them as well. So we're going to have some fun this year. We're going to have some fun at Nationals at the World Tourism Pageant. And I want to thank your mom and you for calling in. And we are just excited to have you aboard. And if anyone else wants to be a reporter, we're going to give that information at the end of the hour. So I'm Dawn Rees, Hollywood Connections, and give your name one more time to everybody.
Hi, my name is Dawila Laffey.
And she's reporting for Hollywood Connections. And I want to thank Tommy for producing this as well on Saturday and for this segment. And Tommy, have a great evening, and thank you for staying at the station and working with me on this.
Thank you so much, Dawn.
Thank you. God bless, and we'll see you soon at Nationals. And I'll be on FaceTime with you very shortly. All right, have a great evening, and aloha, right?
Yeah, that's how we do it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.